Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, the video is actually up on 92.3 The Fan. If you want to see a little bit of chest lettuce and a lot of man, check out 92.3 The Fan's Twitter account. This is why you watch us on YouTube as well as listening to us on terrestrial radio and, of course, the Odyssey app. I will say, yeah. my little nephew has said a few times, Porter has said that he likes my show. He likes listening to the show, but he doesn't like that I curse. Where do you think my, I believe, 5-year-old nephew would stand on his uncle showing off the cabbage up front here for a couple clicks on the internet?
I don't think he knows any better. I wouldn't phrase it as for a couple clicks on the internet, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll figure it out. He'll deduce it. He's a smart kid.
Seems like we're going down an Only Nick's category.
Daryl's got it coined. At Nick Wilson does. That's always been a very strong handle if I ever get into the OnlyFans business, which honestly I think all it'll be is me shirtless eating pizza talking sports.
Okay, then.
I think there's a market for that.
Okay, then. I'm happy you think that there's a market for that. I guess so. What curse words are you saying? Not that I need you to say them on the air, but if you can say them on the air already.
The A word.
Yeah,
the D word.
So I don't really curse ever, but I'll say I said the A word earlier today. Like I don't even think that one counts anymore at this point.
Well, remember, to a 5-year-old, those words are on the no-fly list.
Listen, who was it last week? I think it was Joe Thomas last week that said things that would be way more damaging to a 5-year-old's ears than any sort of A word being thrown out there.
And Joe Thomas isn't his uncle. Now,
we should have dumped that, by the way. Probably should have dumped that.
I think it's fine. I haven't heard about it. Now, that being said, we were just talking about, does this have to be a Dylan Gabriel game to get a win on Sunday? So the YouTube chat has gotten into it.
Super All right. Chat. Well, let me hear it, chat.
At UnkOG216.
That's an OG Unk right there.
Wait, isn't Unk an OG? Isn't that superfluous?
I'm not really sure. Somebody called me a CU aunt earlier, though, and I didn't know how to take that.
Ooh.
Like a Colorado aunt, like an auntie.
Oh.
And I was like, they know I'm a guy, right?
Listen.
It was endearing. They're like, Jonathan's a CU auntie. And I was like, I don't think it mixes that way.
I think they might have been calling you something else.
Markoch, stop laughing over there, Markoch.
I think they were
Markoch,
calling you
stop
something.
Laughing over there.
It's a word that the British love to use.
No. This was in an endearing way.
How do you know?
Because everything was complimentary within the context of it all. It was talking Shador, and it was this person was trying to stick up for the idea that I've just always been in Shador's corner.
Okay, I think they were calling you the other thing. The thing we definitely can't say on the air.
I have a pretty good read on some of these comments, but
I don't think you do.
The auntie side of things just threw me for a loop. I didn't know you could interchange it
like
that.
They started with CU and then ended it with aunt.
I think they meant like Colorado. Like it was like a Colorado university, and then they spaced it.
I don't think that's what they
auntie.
Meant.
Yeah.
No, I think they were just trying not to get banned off the chat.
But everything was complimentary, though. Why would they try to insinuate that word and then say really nice things in back of it?
Maybe they were lying. You know how, like, you like when
Does
you say,
part
like,
they're lying
you
on?
Know I love Myles Garrett. You know, he's a great football player. I've loved him since he came to the NFL. But about the thing he said on Friday, right? You know how we, like, do the compliment sandwich?
Well, you're the king of eraser phrases.
Exactly, yes. I think that's what happened.
But why do they start with the insult? That's not
they just got right to the heart.
Well, I mean, apparently it was the insult.
Mm.
They started with Jonathan's a CU auntie.
I think they were calling you that thing.
I don't think so. I'll show you the.
Post. I think you're smiling because you know you think you figured it out that they're calling you that thing.
I figured it out in the moment that it didn't seem right. I'll tell you that much.
Mm. All right. That being said, Unk OG216 saying the playbook needs to expand, guys. I think if Kevin isn't expanding the playbook, isn't he answering? Like, if he could, you think that Kevin's just like, it doesn't feel right. I'm not ready for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I think Kevin bases how much the playbook he puts out there off the personnel, and whether it's more of a commentary on Dylan Gabriel or the offensive line, I think he's not opening up the playbook for a reason. I think it's a pretty vanilla playbook for a reason.
Here's what I'm fairly confident is going to happen. I named you all the quarterbacks that have absolutely destroyed the Patriots this year, bad quarterbacks that have destroyed the Patriots this year. And where's another part of the Patriots' weakness? Their weakness is being able to stop tight ends. They have struggled against tight ends in a big time way. It's going to be a big Fannin, a big Njoku if he's actually able to be on the field day. And I think he's going to go for those short to intermediate passes up the middle and really attack the Patriots' weakness.
It's kind of what their MO's been anyways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It plays into, like this is the weirdest matchup. Like, if you're a Patriots fan, you shouldn't really be that concerned when everything plays exactly into what the Browns want to do, but also aren't the Browns' strengths. Like, if we had the Dolphins last week played into everything that the Browns would want in a matchup. A poor run defense, you can do Quinshon and have as much and as little as you want there. The weather was so bad that Dylan Gabriel wasn't even able to throw the ball because it was just stupid to throw the ball with him in that moment. Everything played into their hands. This week feels like it's the opposite effect, but that doesn't mean that's how Stefanski views it.
I love tight ends. All right. Tight ends are great. Yay, tight ends. If Fannin and Njoku are your keys to beating the New England Patriots, I think that's something you can take away relatively early, right? Like, just because, like, at some point you need some wide receiver production.
Yeah, at some point you do. The Patriots have really struggled against tight ends, and every part of this game just kind of feels like Stefanski's going to be just excited to try to make Dylan Gabriel have the best game we've seen Dylan Gabriel have.
216-474-0092, the chat on YouTube saying, at Egu357, I'm guessing there, JP looks nothing like I imagined. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, JP?
You tell me.
I think it's better than the CU ant thing that happened yeah. earlier.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's a fine comment to make. I know it would be different if you're like, I always thought he looked like, and then name somebody that is completely different and also ugly. That's maybe not the greatest. But the fact that they didn't say anything complimentary in back of that probably, like, but nobody listens to my voice and thinks that's a... Well, that's a good-looking man next to that voice. No one thinks that.
They said a little bit older with brown hair. So they're saying, I think in this case, they're saying they thought you look younger, and I don't think they realize you actually do have brown hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of misses there, isn't it?
Okay. Well, but they said they thought you actually looked younger.
Hey, at least they responded. That's a cool thing about YouTube.
They heard your voice and thought older.
Yeah.
And now they're like, who's that young guy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's fun. Well, at the station, I am one of the younger guys. Oddly enough, even though we're all within, like, the majority of us between the morning show and then this show, we're all within, like, a seven-year window.
I think, okay, so I'm, like, right in the, I'm, like, a middle child, which makes...
Wine was at the top, then you, then Ken,
Phelps,
then me.
Let's not forget Baskin.
Well, I'm doing between the morning and the news, because we wanted to start. It goes Phelps into Baskin, and then we go down.
Yeah, and then Lima, then me. So I'm like the middle child.
Yeah, and then Vonick at the very, very bottom.
Yeah, that's I like that more, because then there are two people older than me at the station.
Mm.
I like how that one works. Does this have to be a Dylan Gabriel game for the Browns to win on Sunday? Danny Cannell joins us. We'll talk college quarterbacks. We'll talk... so many things. When will Ohio State lose, if at all, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.